Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com. Welcome to a super awesome episode of Sex with Simmery that is taking place at the Philadelphia Trans Health Conference in the Pennsylvania Convention Center. And right now, I am going to introduce you to a couple really awesome people. Who are you?
My name is Siuri.
Brenda.
And why are you here?
We're here with Walgreens, supporting the LGBT community.
Okay, so what do you do for Walgreens? What is your job normally?
Well, I'm a pharmacist at the location next to my zoning center. So we always partner with them and we do activities and we support their organizations. My Walgreens specifically is HIV especially, and we're just here to promote our services and the things that we do, especially to support the LGBT and the transgender population.
And how's the conference going so far?
It's going great. I love it. There's a lot of people who are surprised to see Walgreens on a conference, but we've been participating and we've been very active for the past couple of years, especially in Philly. We do the Philly Gay Pride, which we're doing on June, the Equality
Outfest.
So we are very involved in the community.
And people are surprised to see you. Why do you think that they're surprised?
They are surprised to see a big corporation, you know, involved in special local activities.
We have centers of excellence. Some certain stores are centers of excellence, but they're not in center cities. So a lot of people don't know that. And they don't necessarily go to the stores outside of the city. But there are stores outside of the city that are also participating. My store is in the Northeast, so we try to keep it... try to spread the word a little bit.
So aside from being surprised, are people responding well to your presence? Like anybody getting new services that they didn't already know about? Like is it successful?
Oh yeah, definitely. And people love it. And there's Walgreens nationwide, so it's very convenient for them to have filled out the prescriptions locally and nationally, especially when they go out of town. So
we've heard a lot of the local competition, not necessarily local, but the other pharmacies, I don't want to say any names, but the other pharmacies that don't participate in events like this, and that is where they usually take their prescriptions, so they feel more comfortable knowing that Walgreens does support the community.
So how is Walgreens helpful to somebody, for instance, who's transitioning? Can they receive prescriptions related to that through Walgreens?
Yeah. The transgender community uses really high doses of specialty medicines. We're very friendly and very used to that. We don't question it. We know. We also are very sensitive in terms of what the names they need to be named, you know, when they change the name. So other companies or other places, they don't realize that they have two names or they're in the transition of changing the name. So we are very sensitive in that sense.
With HIV as well, we have our centers of excellence. We have to have those medications in stock. It's a mandatory when you're a center of excellence, and we have it in a particular section where no one can see it. None of the patients can see it, so they don't know exactly where we're going, where we get our meds from. But it's one of the things that we have to have as a center of excellence.
So do Walgreens employees get specific training in sensitivity related to sexual diversity?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, the pharmacist as well as the technician as well as the store manager have to take some continuity. It's like educational training for cultural barriers, how to deal with people with HIV, how to deal with differences in ethnicity and... different sexes.
Diversity.
All right. Now we have another guest who is here just representing herself. She's not promoting any products necessarily. And what's your name?
My name is Lucia.
And what brought you to the conference here today?
I'm helping my boyfriend sell the t-shirts that he designs and prints himself.
And what is your boyfriend's company?
His company is called Inciting Defiance.
And what is Inciting Defiance about?
I mean, you should really ask him, because I'm I'm sort of saying it's about these are not my words and not his, but it's about visibility for your identity.
Awesome.
Awesome. So, and you're here to support, and you're checking out the presentations as well?
I am, yeah. IID is butch and genderqueer. And I'm young still. I'm kind of just getting into the scene and meeting people. It's a chance to meet different people. And to, I was just at a conference about elderly transgender people and advocacy for improved healthcare. And that's it's just interesting kind of to, I wouldn't have thought about that otherwise, I guess.
That's a pretty specific one compared to this one. This one seems a lot more broader in terms of all the topics.
Oh, no, it was a workshop in this conference. Yeah, so it wasn't a conference for the elderly. It was a workshop within this conference, yeah.
And what did you learn during it?
That there's a lot more for me to learn. I mean, it was a policy brief. Mostly, it was just interesting to hear people talk about their experiences with Medicare and Medicaid and how you... and the difference between being an invisible transgender person in terms, most there's been a huge influx in transitions and physical transitions in the last 20 years, and so how just kind of how the medical system has to transition to support people who are very visible about their transgender identity, and they're not hiding it, and they're very out about it. So how that'll that's it.
So how far did you travel to come to this?
I'm coming from Maine.
Mm-hmm. So that's. Not too bad, right?
Like 6 or 7 hour drive.
That's still pretty significant. That's not nothing.
It was. I drove the whole thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do back in Maine?
In Maine, I just graduated from college. I work in a bike shop, and I'm paid to do research for a professor.
Awesome. So, is this your first time at the Trans Health Conference?
This is my first time. Yeah.
And how do you find it so far? Is it enjoyable? Is it friendly?
Oh, it's totally friendly. It's really fun. It's cool to just watch people walk through here. It's nice to see the other tables. I'm really enjoying it.
And how's business going?
I haven't checked recently. I haven't been here, but I think it's going very well.
All right. Now I'm going to introduce you to two more folks who are here at the conference. What are your names?
Katie, Bex.
And where are y'all coming from?
D.C.
I'm from Ardmore, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ooh. Outside of Philadelphia.
And what brings you to the conference today?
It's a trans health conference, and I'm queer.
Yeah, I'm a queer-identified person, so it's nice to be in a space with other queers and trans-identified individuals.
And is this your first time, or have you been to these before?
This is my first time.
Also my first time.
That's awesome. So how's it going so far? Is it fun?
Just got here. So many great books that I want to buy, but won't. Cool panels coming up.
Yeah, I was here yesterday for a couple of panels, and it was really awesome, and it's great. I mean, it's, for me, I just kind of enjoy being in a space with a lot of queers and trans-identified individuals. It's definitely not how it is in the real world, so it's nice to be in that space, and to just, like, hear people speak about things that they're passionate about and have knowledge about.
Are there any panels or presentations that you're looking forward to specifically?
Yes.
Okay, heard him.
Yeah, I think ones related to health and legal things are really exciting.
And have you met anybody so far that's cool?
I just got here.
I've met one person I really kept to myself, but I've had, like, a few conversations with people, and everyone's, like, really friendly and willing, like, eager to talk to each other, so that's always great.
And what are your names?
Hey, my name is Isak.
And my name is Tiffany.
And what brings you to the Trans Health Conference today?
I live in Philadelphia, but I also do a lot of work in sexual health and LGBT issues in general, so I always come to the conference because it's free and it's once a year, and it's the only available resource that provides so much information in, like, a short period of time.
I'm here because I'm from LA, and I'm here because just to get more resources and so I can bring back to my community. I'm also here representing my organization called Gender Justice LA, and I'm here also as a Brown Boy member and a member of Coochie Los Angeles. We also do sex education, and for me, it's just connecting with people and just sharing. Yeah.
And how's it going so far this year?
It's going well. I have said to people before that I haven't been to the Trans Health Conference in a couple of years because I didn't feel like it really represented me as a person of color and as a like queer, genderqueer, or just like masculine woman who could learn a lot but didn't feel represented. So I kind of like, in a sense, boycotted the conference. But last year I heard that it changed, and this year the lineup just looked really amazing. So I'm actually really excited. I've gone to some really good workshops, and I'm excited some new workshops coming on. I'm part of, along with Isaac, the Brown Boy Project, and which is a leadership retreat, advocacy, justice, just like a group of, like a brotherhood of amazing masculine of center people of color who are talking about and working and actively doing things that are the intersection between gender and race. So they have a bunch of workshops that they're doing today, and I'm excited to just be part of that and spread the message of this concept of like brown boys, like BOI, so.
I wanted to add, like, the reason also I'm here is because I came last year and with the collective that I'm with, Coochie, and we did a workshop here, and there was a huge amount of people, nearly 130-ish people in our workshop, and it really, like, told us the need to have these conversations, and also just helped us, like, critique ourselves as well. But also, it's a free conference, and this was actually the first time I had been in such a big space with as many people of color, trans folks, and I hear it doesn't have that many, so that's the, you know, so I was like, well, let me check it out again next year, and you know, I'm just getting back into it again today, so I haven't been to any workshops, but the workshops that I did attend yesterday, I went to the Two-Spirit workshop, marching to a different drum, and that was really particularly interesting for me to be at as a person who is Hopi, First Nations people, and it's to have that kind of representation here and to talk about some of the issues around culture and identity are really important. So,
and what presentations are you looking forward to in the coming days?
Well, definitely. A lot of the Brown Boys will be doing some workshops. So there is the Health Justice for Trans Folks of Color, which is today at 12:45.
People won't hear this for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't even know if anyone's gonna know. And then, which is what it is what it is. It's the title is exactly what the workshop is about. And then I'm also looking forward to the Boys in Back in Town, which is like getting more Brown Boys to like experience what we experience and understand some of the challenges and messages and growth that we did over 7 days in like a 3-hour period. And you know, there's so many workshops, it's so hard to really, really get down with everything. I feel like there's a lot more spirituality things going on. So I'm trying to go to more workshops around like meditation and like health and like self-esteem and things. So,
you know, I'm actually excited about the new track of sex workers and trans folks. I think that was missing, you know, and I think that is important to continue these conversations, and I'm also excited about the Fem Shop by Shaden Gonzalez, who's also a Brown Boy, and then the one we're doing, because we're going to connect with a lot of folks today, it's called Health Justice for Trans Folks of Color, so yeah, excited.
Awesome. So I want to thank you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your conference.
Thank you.
All right, and so what's your name?
Hi, my name's Laura.
And what brings you to the Trans Health Conference?
Well, I'm dating Joe Ippolito, who is making a movie called Growing Old Gracefully about transgender aging issues, and so I am here to support him and run his table for him.
So is this your first time at the conference?
Yes, it is.
And how are you finding it so far?
I think it's really amazing. I live in Minnesota, and we do have quite a large trans community there, and we do have a lot of trans events, but nothing like this. This is mind-blowing.
And it's, I mean, it seems to me bigger than it has been in previous years. Does it seem pretty big to you?
Well, I've never been here before, so I don't really know. It seems big to me just as far as a conference for this type of thing. And I love that people from all over the country come specifically to this. It's very important that something like this is happening.
How do you find the people? Is it like a friendly atmosphere? Is it intense? Like, what does it feel like?
Very, very cool, very friendly. Everybody seems to be pretty easygoing and open-minded, and it's nice. You know, I've run into a few people here that are cisgendered and don't know much about trans issues, and I hear trans people being very patient and, you know, explaining things to them and educating, and which is cool because people need that.
What do you think brings the cisgendered people here?
I think there's been quite a lot of show of support from mothers, I've noticed. Yesterday there were quite a lot of parents here and siblings and things like that, and perhaps just allies, you know, friends and allies or dating partners and stuff like that. So that's good because we need that.
And how's the reception so far for the film?
So far, it's going really well. Yesterday, they interviewed a guy named Jude, who is the oldest known trans guy in the United States that has transitioned. He started transitioning in 1971 with hormones. And so that was fascinating to hear his interview. And so they're still working on it. They're interviewing all day today. But so far, it's really going well. It's exciting.
So are there any presentations you're looking forward to specifically?
You know, I just looked through the workshop guide. Because I'm having to work the table so much, it's kind of hard to participate. But there's a few on sexuality that are really interesting that I'd like to attend. And I'd also like to gather a lot of educational material to take back to some trans friends in Minnesota that couldn't make it.
So are there any particular moments of note that have happened so far? Anything funny or crazy or interesting or intense or beautiful?
Yeah, there's been a lot of characters, a lot of different interesting people. Yesterday there was a trans lady from, I think, New York, who was causing a lot of turmoil at various workshops. And so that was pretty interesting. And then I saw her later at the bar, and there was more turmoil and drama. So, and the last I saw, she was taken off in a cop car. So she may or may not be here today, but certainly made for things to be a little more interesting.
So it's certainly not all bland.
No.
And academic here at the Trans Conference. All right. So thank you very much for your time. I can't even begin to express how excited I am that I just ran into our next guest. So would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mark Schoen.
And why are you super awesome and famous?
I didn't know I was super awesome and famous, but I've been making films on sexual health and gender issues for many years. I've made over 50 films, and the latest one is Trans, which I think is the most important film I've ever made.
Ooh, why is it the most important one?
Because all of my other films help people and help people feel better about themselves. Trans does that, and Trans also has saved lives.
Wow. So I assume you're here at the conference to just share the word about the film and...
Well, I'm here actually to see another film. I'm here to meet some people who I've worked with over the years. And I guess a little bit to promote Trans, which was just released about a month ago.
And how's the reception for it so far?
The reception has been amazing. I had a screening last night in Atlanta at Morehouse School of Medicine. There were 85 people in attendance. And it was such an emotional screening. The people were enthusiastic, and they asked great questions after, and it was just an amazing emotional experience for me.
Was Dr. Staten there?
Dr. Staten was there, and this was only the third time he's seen the film.
Okay. So is this, have you been coming to these regularly, to the Philly Health Trans Health Conference?
This is my second time. Last year we were here filming, and we brought a young trans boy here last year. And it was a life-changing experience for this young man. Before he came here, he was cutting himself, he was suicidal. Stop.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
No, take your time.
Okay, I'm good.
He was suicidal, and he left here and said this was a life-changing experience for him. He's now a comfortable trans boy. He's happy. Every time I see him, he hugs me and says thank you. So that was my last experience at the Philadelphia Trans Health Conference.
So how long have you been coming?
This is the second time here.
Wow, okay. So what's the experience like this time? Are you jaded now, or you're like, oh, I've been here, done that, or is it still awesome?
It's more awesome because I see the impact this meeting has on people's lives, and I've see the people who I met with last year, and I'm able to tell them how important the work they're doing is. And I think this is such an important meeting, and how it just saves so many lives, and I'm just impressed with the Mazzoni Center and how they organize this meeting.
So who are some of your favorite presenters this year?
Oh, I'm sort of biased, but certainly Christine McGinn and Michelle Angelo, Joe Olson, Maddie Deutsch. So those are a few of them.
And what are they presenting on for somebody who's not familiar?
Michelle presents on psychological issues with trans and mostly trans youth. Maddie Deutsch is a physician who deals with the medical issues and the political issues. Christine McGinn is a surgeon. Then there's Maureen Osborne, who's a psychologist. So there are lots of people who are all doing just great work.
So do you recommend for anybody who do you recommend should come to this conference? Who do you think would benefit from it?
Well, I think anyone who is in dealing with sexual health, providers, educators, psychologists, physicians, this is an eye-opening experience. If you're a parent of a trans youth, it's a must. If you are a trans youth, it's a must. If you're trans and you want to establish community, it's a great place to network. So I think it's a wonderful conference, and there are so many people that can benefit. And there are meetings from early morning to evening, and the difficulty is picking which one to go to.
So what is next for you?
Well, we just finished this film, so we just released it. I have about 4 potential projects that are next. And for every film I make, I talk about 20. So we're trying to narrow it down. But some of the topics that have been suggested are sexuality and religion. One is trans issues in South America, which is horrific, except Argentina just passed a great new law. And transgender is legal, and you can, it's an amazing that this happened in Argentina. So there are lots of possible topics, and I'm exploring now. And for the next month or so, I'm going to just explore before I dive into anything.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. This has been awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Timmarie.
And who are you?
Lawrence Richardson. I'm the CEO of Stand to Urimate, LLC.
And what brings you to the conference?
I'm selling transition supplies for transgender individuals. And normally we sell on our website, www.urimate.com, but right now we're bringing our items to the conference for people to be able to see in person and also purchase in person.
So what are some examples of items that you sell?
We sell binders, which are chest compression binders for F to M identified people. We sell packers, which are penis packers for F to M identified people. Packer holders. We sell some medical aids for pre-op and post-op for people that have top surgery. We have items for them. We have stand to pee devices, a number of things. We have underwear, and we also have a children's line of underwear that we have sewn prosthetic penises into. So it's like a one-piece pull-up type all cotton, 100% cotton, for young trans kids. And so we do have a product line specifically for children, but also for adults as well.
And it doesn't seem like there are a whole lot of other stations that are selling the same things. Are you the only ones here who are selling this kind of products?
We are the only ones here, and we are the only ones really in the world that sell all of the products that we do. There are a lot of niche companies that sell just binders or just packers or just the underwear, but there's no company that sells adult and children's transition supplies.
So how's business so far?
Business is great. Business is great. The wonderful part is that we're getting to connect with a lot of people, especially a lot of families and parents that have young trans children. They get to come to our website. We have a specific section for children, and they're able to get educated on the different products that exist without feeling like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. What does all this mean? And we do consult physicians and therapists with everything that we create for children so that they're size appropriate as well.
And it seems like there's a degree of education involved in your job as well. It's not just the merchandise.
Correct. All of the products that we create, we do design with physicians, with medical professionals assisting us so that we are designing things that are appropriate, age appropriate, but also body appropriate, different shades for skin tones and people of different ethnicities, different ability levels. And I mean, so we try to incorporate many different things because we want as many people to be able to use the products as possible.
And is this your first time at the Trans Health Conference?
No, it is not. This is my second year here. We did bring a lot more this year because we're continuing to develop more products and work on new designs. But this is the largest conference, so we couldn't miss this one.
And how are you finding it this year?
Absolutely fantastic. I think it's a lot bigger than it was last year. A lot of traffic, a lot of wonderful response from people, especially families excited to see us and these products here.
That's awesome. So good luck to you and enjoy the rest of the conference. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much.
And who are you?
I am Christine Castellano, owner and operator of Beautiful You by Christine.
And what brings you to the conference today?
A few reasons. Well, I love the endocrine system, and I love to help people, and I love what I do. I am a trainer for advanced electrolysis. I do laser hair removal. I do various advanced skin treatments. I am directed by a physician. I love the endocrine system. So I do a variety of, I shouldn't say problems, but different types of situations with and concerning the endocrine system, PCOS, transgender, cancer, you name it, menopause. It helps me feel better to help other people. And this is what I study. The thing went off, didn't it? No. Okay. I have an iPhone too. And with being a trainer with the electrolysis, we're internationally board certified, so we have to go for CEUs every year. And with that, our conferences and our training is really heavy in the endocrine system, but in a lot of various situations. So that's why it's really fun for me to, it's fun for me, and even though it's not a fun situation some of the times, but it's nice because I feel that I'm very educated and I can help people. I network. So when people come in for various reasons with these problems, or concerns, or situations, because they're not all problems, I have to clarify that, that I can network and I can say, hey, you know, I know this good therapist, or I know this good doctor, or I know these people that you can contact to help you in this situation. What else do you want me to say?
Is this your first time at this particular conference? Or
yes. But I do present at other conferences, other health fairs, for various things, for menopause, for PCOS, for whatever, women's health, well-being. I do all kinds of stuff, you know, so.
And how are you finding this conference so far?
I love it. I feel as if I'm at home, you know. I really got very emotional when I was walking through the different vendors. I happened to stumble upon a young a young vendor, and I was watching a video. My daughter's girlfriend committed suicide last month, and I signed up for this conference before that happened, and my daughter was going to come with me and help me out today at my table, and she couldn't do it because it's too much for her to do that. But so this is I'm doing this for a lot of reasons, and one's for Sarah.
That's beautiful. And are you finding that any of the kids like remind you of your own kids at all?
No, not really. All kids are different. Yeah. No, but I just think that people are people, and I have a hard time with labels.
That's beautiful. No, it's this is a really one of those beautiful moments that I keep. I've been asking people about, like, have there been any particular moments, and this is gorgeous. So, and
conferences. This is really great because young people can come to these conferences and find the help that they need, so that they don't wind up to be being a statistic. And there's a lot of help, you know, along the way, not only with, you know, the obvious, you know, with your outward appearance and so t-shirts and things like that, but there's a lot of groups that are actually advocates for different communities, you know. And I do say different communities because there are a variety of different situations, you know what I mean? It's not just one, you know. And but there's places, and I wish that Sarah had this, but Sarah didn't have any money to go and get help, and that's why she was in the situation that she was in, and we were trying to help her, and it didn't work, you know. And she was trying counseling, but she couldn't afford it to keep going. So
that's incredibly moving. So thank you very much, and good luck with your table.
Well, thank you so much.
And who are you?
Cindy Gutierrez.
And what brings you here?
Tabling for my agency, AZAC.
And what does your agency do?
We do HIV awareness, HIV testing counseling, HIV medical case management, HIV advocacy. Like, we do quite a few things.
And how's the conference going so far?
It's going well. We've actually need to bring more items for giveaway because they're all gone.
What are you giving away today?
Oh, we're giving out condoms. Female condoms have been really going today. And we have male condoms, but the female ones seem to be going. And our little bags and our little containers people seem to like. So they're all going too.
So who can use the services of your group? Or
I didn't understand.
Okay, so what populations does your group serve?
Oh, well, we target the ABI, Asian Pacific Islander, and men who have sex with men. That's who we target. But we test anybody, we work with anybody, because everybody needs help.
And is this your first year here?
No, we've been here a couple years. We were here when they started.
Oh, right on. And how are you finding it this year? Is it any different than previous years?
It actually seems to be more people, more vendors than I remember, yeah, and more people.
any particular moments that have been interesting, anything funny happen or serious? Or?
Well, I haven't been to here too long yet today, but I'm sure a lot of things have happened while I wasn't here, because everything's gone.
Oh. So, like, all your condoms are missing now?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good, though.
The female condoms.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good news.
That's excellent news. It should be.
All right. So who am I talking to now?
I'm Alicia.
Hi, I'm Ketsy.
And what brings you to the conference today?
Go ahead.
I'm trans, and I like to meet new people, and I like the workshops and stuff. And, like, knowledge.
I came because she brought me along.
And where did you come from?
We're from Pittsburgh. Okay.
And is this your first time at the conference?
This is my second time, actually.
It's my first time.
And how are you feeling about it so far?
The conference is good. I haven't seen as many workshops that I'm interested in this year as I did last year, but that's because I know more this year than I did last year. It's still good, though. I'm still having fun.
What did you know this year that you didn't know last year?
Well, I knew how to get my name changed, for one thing. Last year, people from the Mazzoni Center helped me with that. I don't know, just like random stuff.
What's the question?
So how are you finding the conference so far?
Oh, I like it a lot. I went to a different conference in Ohio last summer, and I like this one, kind of more people. I especially like seeing that the kids around, there weren't really any kids at the other conference. It's just a neat thing to see.
And one of the things we were talking about before we started recording is the fact that while the Trans Health Conference is going on, there's also a Wizard World Convention going on. It's a Comic-Con. So what's it like having the two at the same time?
Well, it makes me a little awkward because I keep on seeing people who I recognize because I'm pretty involved in the nerdy community, although not as much as I used to be before I transitioned. And I'm worried that people are going to like see me here and out me back in Pittsburgh or something. But it's kind of interesting because like I was worried that they were going to be like staring at us like, oh, those weird trans people or whatever, but it turns out that we're the ones staring at them in their costumes and stuff.
It's true, I like to look at the costumes.
Any particularly good ones today?
I saw the main character from Assassin's Creed 3. There have been a couple stormtroopers. And Storm from X-Men.
Yeah, I saw a stormtrooper, and the stormtrooper was walking along holding a little kid's hand as he went up the escalator. It was so cute.
I was definitely a fan of the guy that had the giant head wound that just walked by. That was pretty great. And also,
I didn't see that one.
Lots of scantily clad girls, because that's how we do. Yeah. So back to the conference that we're here for. Any presentations you're looking forward to in particular?
The only one that I only look like one day ahead, really. But the one that I'm looking forward to this afternoon is called Trans Sex for the Trans and Sexy. Because while I'm not all that sexy, I'd like to be sexy. So, yeah.
I don't know. I've just been looking at, I guess, kind of mostly sex related stuff, dating, sex and dating, because that's what I don't have experience with yet.
Well, I think that's what's interesting to everybody anyway. Like, yeah. I was thinking about that. Like, that's definitely the one that I would want to go to at any conference, like, regardless of the topic, the things that are about sex, I'd be like, that's the one I'm going to. Yeah. Awesome. So how are the people here?
The people have been pretty cool. We met some people, talked with some people. We had a big old dinner last night. Like, 16 of us went out. So, yeah, it's really interesting. There's all sorts of people here.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of the people who I've met this year are people I met last year and who I've known online for several years. I don't know, I've made some new acquaintances in the workshops and among the presenters. Most of the people I've met have been pretty awesome. There was this one girl, though, who kept on heckling the presenters in the workshops on sex work, and like yelling at them about how they're not doing enough to prevent it to prevent teenagers from going into sex work. And apparently last night she attacked somebody at a bar and tried to steal her purse.
Was this the woman that got taken away in a cop car? Because I think I heard about this a little bit ago.
I think so, yeah.
So this is the drama. The drama of the conference. Otherwise, it seems like it's pretty placid. Like everybody's hanging out and it's pretty chill otherwise. Oh, whoa! Oh, wow! We just got some amazing costumes that just walked in here. We've got Rogue from the X-Men, and then we have the Riddler. That was pretty amazing. I just got really excited about that. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Big nerd. Rogue just showed up.
Oh, Rogue is definitely my favorite.
Well, that is a hot costume.
Not the green and yellow on the curves.
Good timing, conference lining up. So this seems like it's a little bit of a in real life component to what otherwise people only have access to on the internet. Like, do you feel like the internet otherwise is a pretty good way to stay in contact with people and to learn more?
Very much so. I actually first got involved in the trans community via a website called True Selves. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's kind of a closed community. They focus more on the needs of younger trans people. That was back in 2007 when I first started considering transition. And I've been involved in that community since then. I'm also pretty heavily involved with the trans community on Facebook with a couple different communities. There's like a lot of community online and a lot of information, a lot more than there was even just a couple years ago, because people are always adding more information to the online resources.
Yeah, I mean, I met a bunch of people here who I knew, who I first met online, and it was really neat to meet them in person. And I feel like the internet kind of helps. So like when you meet people from different places, and it's a way to stay in touch, and then eventually you get to back and get to see them in person. But it's something to do in between conferences and things like that when you don't get to see each other.
Anything else you want to say about the conference and the experience?
No, it's pretty awesome.
I've enjoyed being able to visit Philadelphia. I haven't been here before for a very long time, so it's like, got to see some places and stuff. It's been cool.
You have to go to Reading Terminal Market. You have to go to Hope's Cookies. You have to get the Heath Bar Crunch. That's what I got to say about that. Okay. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a great time with the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
So far, I've been at the Trans Health Conference for a few hours, and it's gone incredibly well. The people have been really cool. There's lots of things to do, and everybody's really friendly. There's been a few folks who did not want to be interviewed, which was not at all a surprise, but was a little bit disappointing, because I would love to give you more voices from this conference. And the people who all said no were all attendees, not presenters, obviously. And they were still definitely very friendly, and they seemed to be having a good time. There's just a definite regard for privacy here. And it's so far like a very cool vibe. I'm about to attend a session for the trans and sexy. So of course this is a sexy one, so I wanted to go to that. It's in a huge room. I expect this to have lots and lots and lots of people in it, probably a couple hundred. I'm not sure what the total attendance is. It's really hard to get a gauge on it because people are just wandering around and they're also in the sessions. But again, a huge diversity amongst the people who are attending. We've got lots of kids, which has been awesome. It's been really cool to see all the little kids running around and to see the families and to see people from all across the country. And I've spoken to people of lots of different ages, and it's very encouraging and a lot of fun so far. So if you're not here, you should check it out next year.
Thank you for listening to Sex with Timory. Please check out more from sexwithtimory.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimory@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimare@gmail.com. And thank you.